Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here now with the Midday Interview. My guest today is Constantina Sears, who has been working in a back corner of WHQR for many years now with what's called EARS, or Eastern Area Radio Reading Service. And it is about to end. Tomorrow will be the last day. And so we're here to talk about what it is, what it's been, and where we go from here. Constantina, thank you for coming.
Thank you for inviting me.
First of all, for the folks that don't know about EARS ending its long run at WHQR, what is it? How did it begin?
EARS, the acronym is Eastern Area Radio Reading Service, and we're part of an international radio reading service as well as the North Carolina Association of Radio Reading Services. So we're a little pea in a great big pod, you know, but we are all connected. And basically what we did, we read the newspaper every morning, Monday through Friday, to those who were unable to read the newspaper for whatever reason. And it could be, most of it is a visual problem, but it could also be like Parkinson's, muscular dystrophy, somebody that has tremors, they can't focus. For whatever reason, you know, these people and most of the listeners, a good 95% of listeners, have always been seniors. And people that have were raised on nothing but the newspaper. You know, they get up, they get their coffee, they read the newspaper. They do that for 40, 50, 60 years. Mm-hmm. And then their sight goes, or they have a medical condition that prevents them from reading the newspaper. And it's a big loss emotionally, not just with the physical things they're having to go through with age. So now what they do is they get up and they get their coffee and they turn on their little receivers and they listen to us read the newspaper to them. So it has been a really wonderful service and I'm going to miss it tremendously.
Oh, yes. Now, who began it here? You weren't the first person that ran the service, but you've been with it for quite a while.
Yes, I've been here for 10 years. It's been in existence for 12. So for the most part of it, I have been here. They had three directors before I came. Mm. But Eddie Weaver of the Services for the Blind for North Carolina is the one who actually started the service. He lived in Charlotte for a while, and Charlotte had a reading service. And, of course, Mr. Weaver's blind himself, so he knew about the service and started it through the Services for the Blind, contacted WHQR, and the story goes on and on.
Yes.
Happy ending.
Yes, and we have an area here at the radio station set aside for EARS. There's a little studio there that broadcasts, and there's a little office space for Constantina, and it's been there. First, it was just in a little back studio, really scrunched in.
I remember that.
Yes, but then eventually we really, when we had renovations here at the station and opened up the back third of this third floor, then there was a nice size space set aside for EARS. And so you've been with it for 10 years, Constantina.
Yeah.
Over the time that you've been working with EARS, how many people has it served and what's been the broadcast area?
Our signal goes out to all of New Hanover, Columbus, Pender, Brunswick, parts of Duplin, parts of Onslow. Our signal reaches down to Calabash.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have a pretty big listening area. At one point, we estimated about 8,000 listeners in the Cape Fear area.
Mm.
So there were a lot of listeners at one point.
Right. And each one of them is given. They don't have to buy, do they, the special receiver?
No, there's no cost for them at all. The receivers cost about $100 a piece. We purchased them as I would write grants and get foundation monies to purchase them. And then they were loaned to the person, the listener, to use it as long as they needed to, free of charge. And then when they no longer needed it, they would turn it back in for someone else.
All right. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Constantina Sears, the director of EARS, Eastern Area Radio Reading Service, which has operated on a sideband of WHQR for the past 12 years. And I'm sad to say that tomorrow is the last day that EARS will broadcast from our studios here. Now, Constantina, tell us why EARS is ending.
Well, financial is a big thing. And with all nonprofits in this area, everybody's feeling the pinch, including WHQR. Everybody is feeling it. People do not have the funds to give to charity like they used to. Mm-hmm. And we totally understand that. But not only that, if it was only funding, we would try to find a way to make it work. But there's just not the need for our service anymore. 10 years ago, there was a big need for our service. We had, 8,000 listeners. We might have 300 listeners now.
Oh.
It's decreased that much.
Interesting.
So really cannot justify writing a grant to these foundations to receive monies for that. Basically, technology has passed us by. That's the big key right there. You can receive any information by going to any computer and Googling it. And there's just so many other methods and means of information out there. The Triangle Radio Reading Service streams their information. Most websites, not most, but there are a lot of websites that are user-friendly for visually impaired, where you can click on a visually impaired icon and hear the website.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our listeners that do have computers, they also have the software downloaded on their computers, so they can, the computer actually reads it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it reads their emails to them. And, I text and email all my friends that are blind.
Wow.
It's just like they're a sighted person. So it's just technology has definitely passed us by.
That makes sense. There's so much that has changed in the last 12 years. I mean,
exactly.
There are things that we use on a daily basis that didn't even exist 12 years ago. So.
Exactly. Texting now. I wouldn't have thought 12 years ago that you'd be texting somebody,
Do you have any sense, Constantina, of how many volunteers have flowed in and out the door of ears? I know that's a crazy thing to ask, but because I know usually a shift would be, 2 hours long? Folks would read from 9 to 11?
Well, there was two shifts, one
okay.
from 9 to 10:15, and then the other one from 10:15 to 11:30.
Okay.
Kind of broke it up for my volunteers, so they'd only be reading an hour and a half. There was two volunteers per shift, so there's four volunteers a day. I've got some volunteers now that have been with us since the beginning, and it's amazing that these people have given so much of their time. I would say 100. Mm-hmm. is a good round figure of how many people have come and gone as volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only, it's sad that we're going away, that our service is going away, but we have served so many people in the community. But we've also given a service for the volunteers. And that's something that nonprofits need to not forget.
Yes.
They're also serving the volunteers in your community.
Right, because these volunteers, so many of them, if they have time on their hands and they want to make good use of their time.
Exactly.
And feel like what they're doing is making a difference, and it definitely has. So what will happen to the current subscribers?
Well, we don't have that many left,
right?
Unfortunately. But the listeners out there that still have the receivers, most of the receivers, they're pre-programmed to 91.3.
Mm-hmm.
So they can listen to WHQR,
mm-hmm.
or they can turn a little button, which will give them a radio reading service signal. Now, WHQR wonderfully is going to continue streaming the Triangle Radio Reading Service signal from their website.
Okay.
Because the equipment's already in place. Why not?
Great.
So the listeners will be able to receive the state information from the News and Observer, and the international service will also come in through the streaming. So they'll be able to get like New York Times, Wall Street Journal. So the only thing that they'll be missing now is the local. But with Raleigh, a lot of the local information is going to still be there.
Okay. So there won't be anybody staffing the EARS office here, though, any longer.
No.
You won't
they
be here.
Totally have disbanded the organization. I know, it's really sad. But the listeners that are out there, they can still listen to WHQR or to the Raleigh service, as long as it's being streamed out to them.
There you go.
Like I said, that's technology just passes by. There's not that many listeners left anyway.
Yeah. As we wrap up, Constantina, can you think of a story, someone that was especially helped by EARS and how they thanked you for it? Anything come to mind?
There have been so many, because I used to give a lot of speeches and go around to assisted living facilities and explain what we do and how we do it and why we do it. And there have been many, many people that have come up and said, the radio was just wonderful for my mother during this past year. Thank you so much. It was, comforting. But I think what I will remember is one of our volunteers, Pat, who lived in Surf City and drove here by herself to read on the radio once a week until she was 94 years old. She is an amazing lady. And to be able to give that kind of opportunity to the volunteers, I think the volunteers are probably going to miss it more than the listeners.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Because, yeah. So I think that's I would definitely always remember Pat.
I remember how she would always come to the station too and come by the studio where I am to get a hug before she would go back to Ears. And even when she couldn't drive anymore, and it meant her daughter or her son-in-law had to come and get her from Surf City and bring her here and take her back home.
Exactly.
She just came until she really couldn't.
Until she could not come anymore. She refused to leave her house at the beach. And so they had to drive to Surf City and get her, bring her here, take her back.
Well, I know you've had some wonderful volunteers.
I really have.
You'll miss them and you'll miss being part of this. But thank you, Constantina, for all the wonderful service you've given to all the listeners in our area that benefited from it. That's wonderful. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. You've been listening to Constantina Sears of EARS, the Eastern Area Radio Reading Service, which finishes its local broadcast tomorrow. But it will still be streaming the Triangle service for those that still need it. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is WHQR 91.3.